This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to tell you, I love seeing the Democrats in such disarray. Welcome to the show, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Democrats are scrambling. Who's their front runner? Anybody remember? Their front runner is creepy Joe Biden. He hasn't even entered the race, and he's the front runner. And you know what they're doing right now? Somebody in the Me Too movement, some cabal of women, it is not Republican women, it is not Republican men, it is Democrats who are absolutely going after Creepy Joe. And I say congratulations, do the right thing. Now they want to see a woman run against President Trump. And they're positioning Kamala Harris to be it. Good luck with that. She is not a good representative of the woman that you want to try to make president. Neither was Hillary Clinton, and she's far worse. They think it's her African-Americanism. The sad part is she's not African-American. She's not even African. She's Jamaican, and she's Indian. So good luck with that. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Democrats have been in disarray for the better part of two decades. The problem is we haven't taken advantage of it as Republicans because we don't have good Republican salespeople. The Republicans can't sell America on the idea that Democrats were the racists who hung black people and continue to do the same things to blacks, putting them into segregated areas, getting them to segregate themselves at colleges and universities, asking for black-only dorms and black-only, you know, meeting areas and things like this, killing black babies in worse numbers than you can imagine, and the Democrats are excellent in making black liberals this as stupid as can be. If Republicans did what the Democrats are doing, they would never get another black vote. But the Democrats have absolutely taken our mantra of being the party of civil rights, the people of civil rights, the people who humanize black folks, and they've taken it upon themselves while they continue to destroy black culture. Now, that is a group of salespeople. If I have to tell you, if I'm hiring sales folks, I'm hiring the Democrats. I'm not hiring the Republicans. Well, it took Donald Trump to get the Republicans to find their male genitalia and strap it back on so they could actually go out and do the work that the country's been asking for the last decade. Things like immigration. You know, border solutions that work. Right now, the president's talking about sending more troops to the border. Why? Because in Central America, they have decided they're going to put another caravan to come up here. So what did President Trump do? He said to Mexico, if you can't stop them, then we're going to do something to make you hurt. We're going to take away the funding, which he took away the funding to three Central American countries, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and where, one other, that Fox News called three Mexican countries. So the president at least recognizes that. He says, hey, if I got to put troops on the border, if I got to declare a national emergency to build a wall, we'll do it. I don't care what the political ramifications are because you know what I know? I know that I'm right. I know what my role is. I know what my responsibilities are to this nation, and I'm going to protect it whether you like it or not. And believe it or not, there are Republicans who are fearful. They're like, oh my gosh, what's he doing? Let's hope that it doesn't last. Hard to believe. A man who has proven himself. He's proven himself on the economy, stock market, well over 26,000 again, and I predicted it'll be 27,000 before the election. The economy that everybody keeps telling me is slowing down. Oh, retail sales indicates that the economy's slowing down. No, it doesn't. It indicates that people are on spring break and, you know, preparing for summer and other things. If you think that we're not going to have another blockbuster Christmas season or retail season at the end of the year, you're smoking wacky weed. Kevin Jackson's here listening to people. I know that we get new ones that join all the time, and we got to always remind people of who we are. So now the Democrats are in such disarray. A former bartender now runs their party. A girl who started the company that didn't even pay her taxes. The company went defunct. She couldn't even pay her taxes or didn't pay them. She's complaining at airports about a $7 bagel and talking about the $15 minimum wage, not even understanding that it is her people who are the reason for this. Her people. She's complaining about this. Is anybody going to attack Ocasio-Cortez and call her a hater of old people, a hater of poor people? She wants a livable wage of $15 an hour with whatever it is around the country. So she's going to cut everybody's income instantaneously that's on fixed incomes. She's going to cut it by a percentage, a half, a third, something like that. Has anybody called her to task? Has anybody made her think about that? The very people she'll end up hurting are the people that she claims she wants to help, but that's Democrat logic for you. Yeah. Former bartender running the Democratic Party. Call the future of the party. Hey, Tom Perez, she's not the future of your party. She is the present of your party. This is a woman I predicted would get shut down by Pelosi. They'd make her shut up. They would figure out a way to get her to just keep her mouth shut. Not the case. She's popping off left and right, telling us that FDR, the reason why we established the 25th Amendment was because of FDR, and we didn't want him in office anymore. The dude that died, he was firmly dead after that amendment was kicked in, where we limited presidents to two terms, yet Ocasio-Cortez says, no, it was done because of him. They didn't want him to serve another term. Well, neither did God. And does she know his history? Of course not. I don't need to go into it, but FDR was a big-time racist. The bigger picture is what I'm trying to explain is that they can't shut her up. You want to know why? Because she is the present of the Democratic Party. She represents the radical left wing that they've been trying to ignore, trying to keep a lid on. But guess what? That little fat genie's out of the teapot or out of the bottle. It's a tempest in the teapot, genie in the bottle. Yeah, she's out of the bottle. They can't shut her up. They can't do anything with her. They couldn't shut up Maxine Waters and the Congressional Black Circus Clowns. So how do they expect to stop a Puerto Rican hurricane? Yeah. By the way, she equated, Ocasio-Cortez equated the towers coming down in New York to a hurricane, a natural disaster. She says, you know, climate change is the reason that we did it. We're the reason that Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. And I was asking a very simple question of, well, really? Hey, you know, one is a natural disaster that she claims is man-made, and the other was a disaster by terrorists. And you know, which is she focused on? She's focused on a hurricane during hurricane season. These people are crazy, folks. But they can't shut her up. So here's my suggestion. Let's make her a star. Let's make her the face of the Democratic Party. We can criticize her, but we still want her to be the face, the voice, all of it for the Democrats, because she is their future, and now she's their present. Or is she our friend?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They delayed the Inspector General's report, the IG, David Horowitz. Yeah. Democrats must feel like they're going through what I think of as the Chinese water torture. You know, it's just drip, drip, drip. And you drip it on somebody long enough and they go crazy. The constant drip of information that has but one beautiful end for us. The demise of the lying skanks that make up the Democratic Party. Because that's what they are. They are skanks and scoundrels. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I don't mind calling Democrats what they are. I consider it tough love. You know what? I mean, there were people that called me arrogant. There were people that called me cocky when I was a kid. All kinds of stuff. I didn't like it. But you know what I was? I was arrogant. I was cocky. I was all the things that they were accusing me of. And somebody who loved me went, you know what, dude? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I was like, you better shoot. Okay, you're right. I better check myself. And I did. I checked myself. I don't know all the details. I don't know when it happened. I just remember, like, having these catharsis. You know, these epiphanies about myself. And I went, you know what? Maybe you aren't as big and bad and as blah, blah, blah as you think you are. And sometimes life just has a way of doing that. I told you guys one time I was out doing katas in the driveway, not the driveway, the parking lot of my apartment complex. And this little bitty black dude, I call him a crusty black dude because he was crusty, you know, needed lotion. Anyway, he comes up to me and I'm working. And he's like, man, what is that stuff? And I'm like, what do you mean, what is that stuff? I was just doing katas. He says, man, that's some cool stuff right there. I went, that's martial arts, dude. It's karate, you know, taekwondo. And he's like, oh, okay. He goes, that's really cool, man. He goes, what is that? Yes, it's a fighting technique. I mean, I don't know what to do, living under a rock or what. Well, anyway, he tells me, I did a little boxing in the joint. I was like, oh, you just got out. He's like, yeah, man, I was caught up. You know, I got in the joint. I was in the joint for a while. You know, man, I ain't seen. And he must have been in the joint from when he was like a kid because he'd never seen a Bruce Lee movie or anything. Long story short, he goes, can you show me something? I said, man, you only use your hands in boxing. I use my hands and my feet. And he goes, well, let's just, you know, see what would happen. Yeah, okay. And I'm trying to explain, he's got no chance here. Man, we squared off at each other like we were going to fight. And then it was like I flinched and he hit me like 15 times. It seemed like I got in a couple, but I'm saying it was completely a shock to me how fast this little dude was. And so it's a shocker. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I believe that the Democrats are feeling. You can be surprised. You know, these guys are they are in for the surprise of their life. And I think in many cases, the way that little dude did me is what they found with Trump. Yeah. If we had been in a real fight, I would have got it together because you don't get a black belt on from where I got it without, you know, getting your snap. But I'm saying it would have been a real knockdown drag out. That's what I'm saying. Democrats. You are in for a big trouble, a big, big trouble. They invested so much in taking down Trump. Now they got to deal with the aftermath. And here's the deal. They can't put that fat genie back in the bottle, and the executioner awaits. And the most recent hint of this came with the delay of the Inspector General's report. And you're saying, Kevin, what's the delay got to do with anything? I mean, well, the delay was they were going to have the report ready in the May-June time frame. And you go, so, well, it slipped a little bit. No, we know everything there is to know about this stuff. There is nothing they're going to tell you that's new in this report. Okay? So, I want you to understand, you already know that many people need to go to prison. Now, we need to fill in the details. You know, is it Peter Strzok and McCabe or Comey or, you know, Obama? We know. You know, I don't know who's going to go in for what reasons, but we know every one of them needs to be in prison. And look, this isn't one of these, let's put Donald Trump in prison, which I'm going to talk about that a little later in the broadcast. This is a reality check that Barack Obama on down, Clapper, Brennan, Hillary Clinton, people within the Clinton camp at the Secretary of State's office, and on down the line, FBI people from Comey on down, possibly Rosenstein and others. There's no question they need to be in prison. No question. Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, his wife, and others at Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie and all, who knows? We know this. So if we know this, we know there's some culpability. Why the delay? You've had a long time to look this information over. Why the delay? So let me tell you why I think the delay is. I believe the delay is because we can't trust Ray. Horowitz. Horowitz may very well be part of the deep state. Now, there are people going, well, Kevin, Horowitz is the one who broke it open on such and such. Okay, I agree. Horowitz at one point was the reason why we started an investigation. But I want you to keep this in mind. We can start investigations all we want. We can say James Comey is going to investigate the Clinton Foundation, or he's going to investigate Clinton's emails. And we get all excited. Oh, there's going to be an investigation. They're going to finally get some justice up in here. Yeah, I'm saying it like you're a little sissy, because that's what happens when you put your faith in these deep state swamp rats, when in fact, what did Comey come back with? Well, while Hillary Clinton did some things that were bad, that didn't have any intent. What did Robert Mueller come back with all of his information? Bupkis. I'm talking about. He didn't. When I talk about, you know, what did they come back with? James Comey had the goods on Clinton. He did nothing. Robert Mueller had the goods on everybody in this food chain, and he did nothing. Now, he's got an excuse. I was only supposed to investigate collusion. Yeah, but you also indicted innocent people in an attempt to make it appear as though they were involved in Russian collusion. So what I'm telling you, folks, is, it doesn't matter who we put in front in charge of these investigations. At the end of the day, these investigations aren't getting us what they should be getting us. And I'm talking from a common sense perspective. So, you know, I think that Barr saw this and said, there's more that needs to come out in this report, Horowitz. And unless you want your, you know, little nipple in the ringer, then we're coming after you as well. And so they go, oh, we better delay it. That's why I think there's a delay. And that's why I say this delay is not good for the Democrats. This isn't to let Horowitz figure out how to weasel them out of it. This is Barr saying, I'm on to you. And you better get this report right, because I'm going to be looking at everybody, including you, at the end of it. And if it looks like you've been covering for these Clintons the way Jim Comey was, disgraced former FBI director, I always call him that because that's what he is, then I'm going to be coming after you, too. That's the reason for the delay. Now, you say, well, come on, Kevin. You know, Horowitz may be okay. Well, he may be. But they told us Mueller was the most honest man in D.C., and disgraced former FBI guy James Comey was supposed to be a close second. So what is Horowitz, the third most honest guy in D.C.? If that's the case, I want him investigated.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On Wednesday at the White House, President Trump gave a briefing regarding the current state of the Turkey-Syria situation at the border. The president also shares his foreign policy vision.
As a candidate for president, I made clear that we needed a new approach to American foreign policy, one guided not by ideology, but by experience, history, and a realistic understanding of the world.
House Republicans stormed a closed-door hearing on Wednesday to protest Democrats' impeachment inquiry process, breaking up the deposition of a top Defense Department official who was testifying about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says all Republicans are looking for is information.
They want to hear what's going on. They want to be a part of this. They're representing approximately 750,000 people back in their respective district. They want to know what's going on.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The feel-good show for pragmatists. That's what you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Pragmatists. Who makes up the pragmatists? Should be a political party. It's mostly conservatives. But there are a few Democrat pragmatists. I have a problem with them, though. It's difficult for me to understand a Democrat and how they can be a pragmatist, because the party is wicked. They're wicked people. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 is how you get a hold of us. And if you want to debate me, Democrats, pragmatists, Democrats, progressives, whatever you want to call yourselves, get in contact with me. I'd love to talk to you about how your party is so wicked. You've been that way since the beginning. You always pretend that you care about people. When people, oh, what about the JFK Democrats? The JFK Democrats were the people who didn't believe in civil rights, hung black folks. I mean, that's the party. Oh, yeah, they put a nice suit on it and they gave it a pretty face with a, you know, a good old Catholic boy. But really? Because one guy tried to remake the party, and what did they do to him? They killed him. You want to tell me the Democrats are something special? Nothing special about them. How could you possibly be a good person and not see what Democrats do day in and day out to people? The lies. They will destroy you for no reason. Look, I know conservatives, pragmatists, whatever you want to call us, Republicans, we make mistakes. We do some bad things too, but I promise you, we have remorse. You know, there's a way to get your money back. There's a way to, you know, for your life to get back in order. When a Democrat targets you, you are going to prison or you're going to die. Or you're going to, you know, you're going to go into self-exile. Why do you think they're able to hold on to people so much? Why do you think people, they're like Scientologists. I mean, if you try to leave, they will absolutely ruin you. You ever had a conservative, hey, listen, I don't agree with this view or that view. Do you get ostracized? Do people not want to talk to you? Do you not get invited to parties? Do you lose your career? Do you lose your family? Are you put on Front Street in for the public display? I mean, publicly flogged? I can't think of an example. You do something wrong as a Republican, and people will call you out on it. Like the senator from South Carolina, the governor who became, well, was he a senator or governor, whatever, that had the Venezuelan girlfriend. His political career pretty much ended. And it turns out he was a rhino anyway. Stanford, wasn't it? Stanford. Anyway, look, when you do something wrong as a pragmatist, we call you out. You can be forgiven if you're contrite, really are, and you can resume your life. It may not be the way you want it, but we don't try to get rid of you. The Democrats, tell a Democrat you don't like Barack Obama. Tell him you want a border wall. Tell him you believe that gun control, disagree with anything. And they have so many special interest groups. If you disagree with the women's movement, then you're ostracized. If you disagree with Black Lives Matter, then you're ostracized. If you disagree with the border wall, then you're ostracized. If you say, you know what, I think my taxes are too high, then you're ostracized. And by the way, don't you dare, under any circumstances, agree with people on the right for any reason. I'm saying I don't care what it is. Maybe talking about how to raise a child right. You know, I really like it when my child brings home A's. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Try to be one of them. And you're like, what did I say? What did I say? You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. I'm just breaking it down for you. I'm a pragmatist. I don't care which side of the aisle says it. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. It just turns out we're right more than they are. And I want to talk to you a little bit about, because we talked earlier about this chick, Tlaib. Rashida, is that her first name? I don't know. A Pakistani woman called Trump a mother scooter. She used different words. You know what I'm saying? We need to impeach that mother scooter. And in that statement, she really doubled down on the notion that Donald Trump's not going to be beaten. They couldn't beat him in 2016. And there's nothing they're going to do to change that. Nothing. They aren't improving their chances. When you want to impeach the motor scooter for nothing, people aren't going to go for it. Even fake news CNN commented on it, which struck me as odd, because normally, they agree. They agree with, he needs to be gone. They hate Donald Trump. And even though in their disagreement, they still missed the mark a little bit. But here's what they said in an article. But here's the thing. What Tlaib did on Thursday night might feel good for Democrats. It might make them feel as though they're regaining some of the fire and the fight that they lost when Trump won in 2016. But it almost certainly is the wrong strategy if Democrats want to beat Trump in 2020. See, the Democrats believe that Trump, when he talks about just standard stuff, he says, kick him in the butt, or it's a crap hole country, or whatever. They see it as he's being vulgar. No, he's not. Trump is being legitimate. He's being exactly what blue collar, and by the way, most of America believes. He's merely stating what we believe. When she goes around and says impeach the MF, and even her own ilk go, wait a minute. There's a problem. But there's a faction within their party that wants that. And see, they need that because it makes them feel like they're making progress. I'm going to play the clip because these people listen to them like, yeah, yeah. See, that's fake bravado.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach them all.
The president firing back.
I thought that was a great dishonor to her and to her family.
You hear them all. Woo-hoo! See, that's fake bravado. What do you stand for? Impeaching Trump. Why? I don't know. Just because. CNN goes on. Why? Well, put as simply as possible. Never wrestle with a pig because you both get dirty and the pig likes it. I hate when they do those cliches. But they go to expand on that slightly. Donald Trump will say and do anything, and I mean anything, that he believes will work to his political advantage. There are no guardrails. There is nothing he considers off limits or out of bounds. You simply cannot go lower than he's willing to go. So there's that. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you. If the left believe that nonsense, they're going to wonder what happened in 2020. Donald Trump isn't saying things for political expediency. He's saying the very things he said during the campaign. Nothing different. And the left are so used to people lying, they're so used to not being told what people really want to do, that they're like, he'll just say anything, man. He really wants to build that stupid wall. He'll say anything to get his base going. No, he didn't. He made a promise. And you know what they say now? No, he said he was going to build a wall and Mexico was going to pay for it. And Trump's like, yeah, Mexico's going to pay for it. I said how I'd have Mexico pay for it. And, you know, so we're in this pissing contest over how it's going to get paid. But now, you know, Donald Trump says he's going to build a wall. What do they do? Oh, well, it's really a partition. It's a barrier. It's a fence. He goes, CNN goes on to say this. But there's this, too. People don't hold Trump to the same standards that they hold other politicians. Look at the exit polling from the 2016 election. Two-thirds of voters said Trump was neither honest or trustworthy. One in five of these people voted for him anyway. A similar 63% said he lacked the temperament to be president. He won, and one in five of those voters, too. Let me ask you this. With all this polling and everything that is against Trump, would somebody please explain to me how these numbers never work out for the left? They tell us he's at 40% approval. Okay, so that means 60% disapproval. I'm just doing the math here. I know I got degrees in math, and maybe I got a little bit of an advantage, but that's the difference, okay? And in 60% disapproval, how is he getting stuff done? How does he win the presidency? How does he get a tax cut, you know, done? How does he get all the things done that he's doing? These people are crazy. They said the point here is simple. Trump didn't win because voters thought he was a great guy. They knew he wasn't. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and say, I agree. We knew Trump wasn't perfect, and that's what I told everybody we needed, a flawed candidate. It goes on to say this. Many of them disapproved of the way he ran his campaign and the way he acted in life. They just decided that the other things, namely that he represented radical change in Washington, mattered more. Now, that's your poll number. What matters the most? Are we changing Washington? Are we making people wake up to the lies that we've been told year after year, decade after decade? And it supersedes everything. I was listening to Trump do a press conference the other day. We're going to play the clip in the next hour. And the whole time he's talking, I'm going, God, Donald, why do you got to keep doing these same little ticks? But he does, you know, well, it's going to be the best you've ever seen. You're not going to believe it, you know. And it's one of those kind of speeches. And you're saying to yourself, I wish you were a better orator. But at the end of the day, I'll tell you this, I overlook it, and I go, okay, it wasn't as eloquent as I like, but I like that he did not back down. He's questioned with a reporter on who's going to pay, you know, some nonsense. And as I say, we'll cover it in the next hour. And Trump is just like, who cares? This guy gets it, but he doesn't get it. And this is CNN, by the way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden gave his first big speech since announcing his presidency, his run for the presidency. And you want to talk about low energy, sleepy guy. This guy... But just listen to it. Now, you got to listen carefully because they call it slurring his way through. But it was more like his mind is a little bit messed up. And when you see this clip, when you hear this clip, you'll see what I'm talking about. And listen to the words like he's his executive, his account executive, or, you know, whatever. There'll be places in there. And keep in mind, it was a video that somebody did a montage of and they cut it. So you're going to have to listen carefully. But as you listen to this,
You're going to hear a tired guy, but not just tired. He's not mentally sharp. If Biden has to stay on point, you know, where they go talk about this, I'd give him a C. And I played a clip earlier where he's promoting Trump there. He's asked a series of questions. You know, how are you going to sell the idea in Pennsylvania? Robin Roberts asking this. How are you going to sell the idea of, you know, Americans doing badly when we've got record low unemployment in Pennsylvania? And Joe Biden's comments were, it was amazing that the guy, he's like, well, ask them if they got any benefit from the tax cut. And I'm thinking to myself, Joe, you probably don't want to ask him that question, because he answers yes. And then he goes to, well, are they treating you with more dignity? I don't think most people go to work going, you know, I need some more dignity at my job. They just go to work and they do their jobs. These blue-collar workers are not worried about the touchy-feely emotions of things the way Joe Biden and, you know, they train these little millennials. Are you feeling more dignity? No, I got a fatter paycheck. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling a little bounce in my step because I can actually afford my apartment this month. Or I can make that car payment. Or I can go see Avengers, the new one, or whatever it may be. And then he goes on, are they not getting their fair share? Joe, were they getting it under Obama? Because a tax cut means they're getting more of their fair share. Whatever that is, they're moving in the right direction. This guy gave a commercial for Donald Trump, and when he realized it, he goes, oh, wait a minute. Well, Trump is dividing the country. Let me tell you something. You can talk about division in this country till you're blue in the face. Up until the time of Obama, America was more together than at any point I've ever seen, except on the day after 9/11. That was when we were the most together in my entire lifetime. At that day, since then, it separated again, and it was the worst division in the history, in modern history. Under Barack Obama, there is no debate about that. Barack Obama brought in more division. And some of you white folks out there, you conservatives, who voted for him because you got tricked. You were like, well, listen, I know I'm normally going to vote Republican, but he's so shiny and pretty. I'm going to vote for him because it'll end racism and we can finally put it behind us. Let me ask you, is it put behind you? There are women out there who hate men. They want us castrated. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. There are women out there who hate conservative women. There are gays out there who hate you because you're not gay. Forget that you don't have a dog in the fight. You don't care what these gay folks want to do. If you want to do your whatever sex you have, I don't care. I don't care if you want to sleep with an animal and call it to add another alphabet to the LGBTQ. Whatever you decide to do, I don't care, as long as you don't legislate it. Do you think they care? No, they can't stand you. Automatically, black folks hate white folks more than they've ever hated white folks in the history of this country. Except maybe during the Democrats' time of slavery. This is and all that division occurred under who? Under Barack Obama. And who do they try to blame? Donald Trump, a man who did nothing. They've even debunked the idea that he was supporting these neo-Nazis at Charlottesville. But do you think Democrats care about the truth? No. When somebody talks about Charlottesville, you should just either threaten to slap them or slap them, but just tell them to shut the heck up, because Donald Trump isn't a racist. If there was any racist that ran this country, it was Barack Obama. That's what you should say. This is Kevin Jackson. By the way, don't hit anybody. Don't even threaten to hit anybody. don't get bullied the way these leftists want to bully you to make you believe what's not happening. The Democrats, folks, I feel like Joe Biden. They have a reality problem. The reality is they have a candidate who's slurring. Did we play the clip? I got so caught up. Let's play the clip and let you hear Biden slur. He's not slurring, but listen to his speech, and you'll see he's not all there.
I want to thank Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive of Allegheny County Executive, for being here. And all of my time in public life, unless I've gotten involved, the country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers. If the enterprise gets hard times, everybody took a hit. Union union workers, the UAW, took incredible cuts in their future and their pensions and the less to get GM working. They also got that last year and try to cut wages or freeze wages for the people.
That's
right today. The same is happening in big hospital systems. I think we have to rethink how we define what constitutes a successful economy. Most of America don't think their children are going to have the same standard of living they had.
How can a person be maintained?
Why they do that? It means investing much more in medical research to conquer devastating diseases like cancer and addiction and Alzheimer's. So God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
Oh, man. That's a train wreck. That's a train. By the way, I can't wait to see the size of Biden's rallies as they get behind him. It's going to be like Hillary and the Scooby-Doo tour. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was horrible. I'm telling you, Joe Biden, look, Donald Trump's in his 70s and you'd never believe it. You'd never guess it. He's got it. There was one time they did a speech with him where he was tired. You could tell he was tired and he was sort of out of it. It's the only time. Every time I've seen this guy, he's spot on. Joe Biden, he's got issues. Now, there are people out there, oh, come on, what are you talking about? Trust me. This is only the beginning of this, because now Biden has got to go out day in and day out, speak and give Trump essentially have people scratching their heads going, wait, I'm making more money. They're going to have to retool everything this man is about the same way they got to do with his creepiness. But they haven't even had their first debate, the Democrats, and here's what they want to talk about. They want terrorists to vote, criminals to vote. They want to decriminalize illegal immigration. They want to pay people who are unwilling to vote. They want to double your taxes, tear down existing border walls, run a free and open society, and I could go on. They want a minimum wage, what they call a livable wage, that now companies are going beyond on their own. That's still one of their things. And they want to impeach the president who's presiding over undoubtedly the best economic time in modern American history. They want him impeached. And what about the Democrats' strategy of making Donald Trump a racist? I told you, when Donald Trump made the comment about very fine people, even CNN had to come back and go, you know what? He didn't say what we said he said. Fake news, CNN. But what are you? Go look at late night. Oh, Trevor Noah, he's up to 10,000 lies. And then he joked and said, well, that doesn't include all the times he says I love you to Eric, his son. Laugh track. It's crazy to watch these guys. But here's the biggest thing they want to do. They got to undo this for Joe Biden. And here's Alyssa Milano trying to give Joe a little cover.
Alyssa, great to see you again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
This interview took place before there were recent questions about Joe Biden and his conduct. Had you known that, or had that happened afterwards, would you have talked to him about that?
Of course, absolutely, and I have spoken to him about that, just not on the record, mm-hmm. on the interview, and I can tell you what he said to me privately, which I think, for me, I wish more men in positions of power would say out loud. He said to me, I'm willing to learn, I'm willing to listen, I didn't realize that I was too affectionate, and I think that this brings up a really important question that we haven't really touched on Me Too. And often in these moments when we're hearing these stories, I think it's important to emphasize the difference in these stories. For me, the thing that set this story, the Miss Flores story, apart from all the other stories, is to Joe, this was a cultural difference, mm-hmm. because culturally he was raised in a family that was super affectionate. So for him, this was a realization of well, everyone sort of grows up in a different household, and maybe my actions make other people uncomfortable, and it was an acknowledgement. So I think it was important that it came out, and I think that it is important to have men support women and say, I hear you, and I want to learn, yeah. and make you know, a change.
You buy that? Because I don't. Yeah, cultural difference. Too bad we don't have more time to talk about that, but we will one day. Keep it here, folks. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.